James Hall, and welcome to Restoring Heroes, Real Biblical Manhood in a Counterfeit World, and empowered by the War Cry Podcast Network. Woo! I got a whole lot to say in a little bit of time, but before we need to do some shop talk. Look, thank you for listening. If you're first time listening and tuning in to Restoring Heroes Project, thank you for being here. But if you've been here before and you haven't left a comment on iTunes and all that stuff, go and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, go ahead and leave a comment. If you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead and find that there. And if you want to be a part of the Discord community, what I need you to do is DM me on Hero Stuff Bro at Instagram. DM me and I will send you an invite to the men's only Discord community. All right, that's it. Let's get down to business. Man, this podcast is called How to Fight. The call to us as men is to fight. With glad submission to the King of Kings, we make war against the devil, flesh, and the world. However, like every soldier, we must have basic training. So like every soldier, we have to be trained on how to hold our guns. We train how to hold our swords, train how to hold it. So I'm gonna give you some basic training on how to fight. Now I got a background in this stuff. I'm not just giving you fluff. I'm giving you some practical advice. But it's practical and it's gonna be super spiritual. All right. So it's not gonna just be, you'll find out. Just stay tuned. All right. I ain't gonna spill all the beans. You know what I mean? So what's wrong with me today? I have no idea. Stance. So the first thing is the fighting stance. So stance, a mental or emotional position adopted with respect to something. The fighting stance is one of the most important parts of fighting. Without a proper stance, everything you do will be in jeopardy. It is imperative to know why, where, and how to stand in a fight or in this fight. See, without a proper stance, everything you do will be in jeopardy. Do you understand what that means? Without a proper stance, everything you do will be in jeopardy. So it is imperative, I'm going to say it again, it is imperative to know why, where, and how to stand in this fight. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 13. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand or be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand firm. And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought in captivity, or take every thought captive to obey Christ. Being ready to punish every disobedience when our obedience is complete. So our fighting stance, where do we stand? It's important to know where we stand emotionally. Why are we fighting? Why are we fighting? What are we fighting against, and how to fight? So our first thing is the fighting stance. So let's think about this. This whole thing is talking about your fighting stance and breaking down your fighting stance. So I tell my kids when I teach them, and some of the adults when I teach them, the very, very thing, not one of the most important things, but one aspect of your fighting stance when you're actually in combat is to keep your hands up. Keep your hands up to protect your body. Keep your hands up and mobile. Keep your hands up, right? So When you are in a fight, it is important to keep your hands up to protect yourself from attack. Listen to this. This is James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submitting ourselves to God is how we protect ourselves from the onslaught of attacks from Satan. Without complete surrender to God, now keep your hands up, have a different type of thought process, right? Keep your hands up, have a different type of thought process. Without complete surrender to God, we will not be able to resist the devil. In other words, we are open to every blow of Satan. Without submission to God. So men, okay, you got to have a mental stance. Why are you fighting? What are you fighting against? Okay, we know our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Another translation says, for pulling down strongholds. I think that's in King James Version, right? And we know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. We know all that. So the first part of your stance, you have to know why you're fighting and you're in a fight. So you're in a war. You know that. Be aware that you're in a war, right? The second part is hands up. Keep your hands up. Keep your life submitted to Jesus Christ. Because only through the submission to Jesus can you actually resist Satan. See, the fighting starts with submission. The fighting starts with prayer. You only can own your hands up in worship to the Lord. That's the only way that you keep yourself blocked from all the blows and the onslaught of attacks that are coming from Satan, is to keep your hands up, submitted, and surrender to Jesus Christ. All right, keep your hands up, surrender to Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's keep it going. So the other part of what I tell kids, what I tell my students and stuff like that, when it's all, keep your hands up, keep your elbows down. So keep your hands up and elbows down. Now you don't have the arms stretched high. Now you keep your elbows down. And that's to protect your ribs or protect your vital organs. That's so you can block with your elbows if you got to. You'll be able to shift and things like that and keep a tight stance so you're able to move, right? It's very, very important. So this is Luke chapter 21, verse 34. And it says, this is Amplified Version. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down and depressed with giddiness of debauchery, with the giddiness of debauchery, and with the nausea of self-indulgence, and the whirling worries of life. And then that day, when the Messiah returns, will not come on you suddenly like a trap. Guard your heart, guard your body, guard your mind, guard. So surrender and put your elbows down to guard up. Surrender and protect. Surrender your will, your things, your everything to the Lord, everything to the King of Kings, everything to the Lord of Lords. Surrender, then keep yourself guarded. Guard your heart, right? Guard your mind, right? Guard what you're watching, guard what you're seeing, right? Guard. Block your heart, block your turn on, block the way you breathe, block all that, right? Guard it. Keep that from the enemy, because he throws body blows, right? He's trying to take the wind out of you, trying to go for your heart, trying to change your heart, trying to stop your heart. So keep your elbows down. Let's keep it moving. I'm liking it so far. I don't know about you. Being sure-footed, okay? In this battle, it is important to have sure footing. Where you stand is just as important as how you stand. If you are not aware of where you stand, you could injure yourself. It is the same in Christ. If you're not aware of how you stand when you're fighting, where you're standing, what surrounds you, what dangers lie ahead, if you have not surveyed the area and know where you're standing, if you have not done that, you will put yourself in danger when you're actually in the fight. You'll put yourself in danger. Twist your ankle, roll your ankle. You don't know if a glass bottle, you don't know where ice is there. You don't know anything, right? If you're not sure, if you don't have sure footing, you will injury, you will hurt yourself. And the same is for Christianity. If we don't know where we stand, if we're not getting our ideas, if we're not getting our defense, if we're not getting our reasoning from the scriptures. I'm talking about plain scriptures, not scriptures and you read 35 commentaries to tell you how to think about scriptures. I'm talking about straight what the Bible says. If we're not getting that from there, you are not on sure footing. Now listen to this. This is Matthew. Matthew, I use this scripture in the other ones, but this is the Matthew version, right? And it says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and it beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell. And great was that fall." If you're unaware of how you stand, remember I said taking a fighting stance in this war. Taking a fighting stance means you have an idea, okay? You're making up your mind to stand against things. Stand therefore, so you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Because you stand against the principalities of the air, the onslaught of things. You have to know what you're fighting for and what you're standing on. And we are standing on a solid rock, man. We are standing on the solid rock, man. If you're not using the Bible to answer questions, if you're not using your Bible to look out through the world, if you don't have a biblical worldview, I'm sorry to tell you. No, I'm not. I'm letting you know you're on sinking sand. You're on unsure footing in this fight, and that's the reason you keep on falling for this sin and falling for that sin and falling for that sin. That's the reason you can't resist Satan, because you're not submitted. Your hands are not up, and you're taking an onslaught of blows because you won't submit yourself to the rock. You won't submit yourself. You're not on a solid fight, and you're not in a solid fighting stance because you don't know where you stand, right? You don't know how to stand, right? Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. King James Version, right? Mighty through God. That means they're stronger than carnal. So when we stand, and we stand in power, ready to attack, ready for anything, stand and ready. We're not slothful. We're able to move. We have our knees bent. We're on our toes on that back leg, ready to push off if we got to, right? We're ready and able to do what God has told us to do. Send me, I'll go, Lord. Send me, I'll go. We're ready to go, therefore, in all nations, right? Right? So let's recap. Let's just think about it. Look, to learn how to fight, you must have a fighting stance. You must have a point that your mind is made up that I'm now going against this. Let me read this definition again for you so you won't lose it. The fight, the stance, a mental or emotional position. You must have a mental or emotional position to fight against the kingdom of darkness. And our mental, emotional position is that we are saved by grace through faith. We are saved from the darkness. And because we're saved from the darkness, Jesus Christ has empowered us to fight against that darkness. And that's the stance that we have. And we take that stance knowing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. That means we can stand against the rulers, the authorities, the cosmic powers, the present darkness, the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. We're able to stand against those things and withstand in the evil day because our ideas are not our own. Our stance is not our own. Our stance is from Jesus Christ. So we're able to keep our hands up and surrender to God, because we know when we are at our weakest, when we are at our most surrendered, that's when he's strong. We know that, so we're able to keep our hands up and surrender. We are to keep our elbows down and guard our hearts. So we're not just, we're giving it to God, right? We're surrendering our life to God, but we're doing the work of, okay, I'm not watching that. If my hand offend me, I'm gonna cut that off. If my eye offend me, I'm gonna pluck that out. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna turn this off. I'm not going on Instagram. I'm not doing a search bar. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm not feeding my anger. I know I got a short fuse. So instead of, I'm gonna figure out why I'm so angry. Why I'm so angry after work. Maybe you need to take extra laps before you get home. Maybe you need to sit outside of your house before you go in the house and say, hey, I'm not gonna be a punk when I get in the house. I know I'm tired, but the kids haven't seen me all day. Let me go in. God, help me go in and not be a sap when I go in the house and not be mad and not be angry. You might need to go to do some extra errands. Maybe your commute is too short. You might need to pray instead of listening to your rock or your rap or whatever, right? Guard your heart. Put your elbows down. Guard the vital organs. Keep them elbows down, right? Guard yourself. Then have sure footing. Have your feet firmly planted on the word of God, on Jesus. Be ready. Have your feet firmly planted on Jesus. Because if you're not aware of what's going on, if you are getting any of your theology, any of your thought process from outside of the scriptures, and you're trying to put the scriptures in that instead of looking at the world through the eyes of the scriptures, if you're trying to bring the world into the scriptures, you are standing on faulty, sandy ground. You don't have a solid stance. If yours come from critical race theory, the woke church theory, if yours come from your Brandon Tatum, if you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh, if you've been listening to Tim Keller and what he talks about his stuff, if you've been listening to anybody else, if you get most of your theology from Joel Osteen, if you get most of your theology from I don't know the ladies anymore. I used to. But if you get most of your theology from those people, you're not reading the Bible. I'm telling you, your stance is off. And you will injure yourself trying to fight in here. That's why you're struggling. So have sure footing. Have sure footing, a solid foundation. And now, because of that, because you have your hands up in surrender, you have your elbows down protecting your heart, you have sure footing, you can stand in power, because that power does not belong to you. It's mighty through God. It's divine power for pulling down strongholds. And that means you can go on the attack because you're not working in your own power. You're working on God's power. You feel what I'm saying? This is how to fight. The fighting stance. It's very, very important, man, for you to get this. Keep your hands up and surrender. Guard your heart and have sure footing. And that's I got to say about that, heroes. Until next time, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like man, and be strong out there. Whoop-ah! I wanna be.